That's right, I'm back. I'm back on Radio Sega. Who would have thought it? Hello, and welcome to Radio Sega. And welcome to Fastbeat's Festive Sega Mix. In case you hadn't guessed, I'm Fastbeat. And Merry Christmas to everyone who's listening out there in Radio Sega Land. I hope you're going to have a great Christmas, but I'm going to help enhance it even before it starts by giving you a little taste of my festively seasoned Sega Mix. So, yes. Hello. So, those of you wondering why I'm going, hello, I'm back after something. I have actually been absent from Radio Sega's airwaves for the last 2 years. 2 years, doesn't time fly? 2 years. The last show I did then was Mock the Geek, which was a quiz show. Very different to what I'm doing tonight. But I'm a little hedgy of many talents, so I'll work it and I'll show you what we got. Anyway, we've got a lot lined up for you this evening on Fastbeat's Festive Sega Mix. We've not only got an array of great Sega tunes that are going to be played, with a very nice wintry, Christmassy theme as well. But also we've got a few Sega greats in there I think are worthy of a play, seeing as I've returned. And a couple of little Christmas treats as well, because we all deserve a treat now and then, and especially this time of year. So yeah. Welcome to all of you who are listening, and we have a lot going on. For starters, if you have joined our IRC chat room, we've got a few people in there right now who are just obviously settling down to cozy up in a nice warm fireplace and enjoy a little bit of eggnog whilst they glare upon the Christmas tree, pondering what merits may bring the next day and indeed the next year. Sorry, I went a bit humble there for a second. Yes. We've got a lot of people in the IRC chat room, so if you want to connect, you want to talk and become part of the show, IRC chat room is one way. And I'd like to give my little hello to everyone in there. That would be little Trigon, Woe21, Xmas Sniffly, M20, Spondy, Bogard, Chaos the Blue, Redno615, Silver Sonic, SSF1991, Trekkie, and Voice of Christmas. What else? We need a Voice of Christmas. Tell us what to do. Something. Ironically though, it is being very quiet. Well, I shouldn't call it eight really, should I? So yeah, been doing a lot of Christmas preparations myself. For the first year ever, I've actually managed to get all of my Christmas planning and preparation done before Christmas Eve. It's amazing, because every year I leave it until Christmas Eve to actually do things, like probably a lot of people, but I tell you what, planning does make life so much easier and bring the stress down. So, on top of that, I've also got to cook Christmas dinner tomorrow, which will be interesting, seeing as I've never done that before. But I'm versatile, I can give it a go. I can see Woe's waving at me, pedantically, flailing, as he does. He'd probably do something like that if he was, anyway. I've got a nice glowing Christmas tree staring me right in the quiche right now, and it's got a fair few presents underneath there. Not loads. Not only a couple. I like to give gifts, but I think if you're going to give gifts, A, I wouldn't go over the top, and B, try and get something that's useful for the person or somebody like. They buy socks. They can buy socks themselves! And especially Sega ones. Probably. Anyway, hope you're enjoying the Christmas beats going on in the background there. Nice bit of band of music and a bit of tunes going on. It's not Sega music, but don't have to be. It sounds pretty banging, so I'm going to go with that. So yeah. What else have we got coming up on the show tonight then? Well, we're going to be a bit nostalgic and look back at some of the previous Christmas moments I've had in the Sega and Sonic community. We're going to have a little roundup of the news and things that are going on, of course, as well. We're going to take a look back at Sega Christmas memories too, so anyone who's said you've got a Christmas memory in the IRC, or if you're indeed on Twitter, hit us up at Radio Sega, and we'll look into your tweets and see if we can get you on air. But do please share any Sega memories you've had in past Christmases, whether it's just getting a new console, or whether it's a particular game, or merchandise, whatever. Or even if it's a little anecdotal story. I'd love to hear it. We'd all love to hear it, and that's what the spirit of Christmas is all about, sharing. So, yes. What else have we got planned? There have been a couple of moments in 2013 which definitely acquire a bit of acknowledgement, and course, we want to look forward to the future. But we'll be doing that a little bit later on in the show. But perhaps one highlight to look forward to this evening, we're going to be doing the top 20 downloads countdown from Radio Sega's media department. So you can find out what the top 20 downloads have been in the last week or so on Radio Sega's media department. So who's going to be number one? And the great thing about this download chart is it does not include, say, things like, I don't know, the soundtrack to Sonic CD or a video from Shadow the Hedgehog. It also includes the community's music, so the community are against each other in this case as well. So we'll have to have a little look and see what goes on. But if you do want to see if you can affect the outcome of the results in the next couple of hours, go to www.radiosega.net and click on media and get downloading, and we'll see who's going to come out number one in that top 20 chart. And everyone seems to be counting the boxes under their tree right now as well, really, so... I wouldn't be counting them, I'd be going up to them, giving them a nice little soft rattle. Come on, Sonic Plushie, come on, yes, new Sega console, come on. Obviously that would never happen, but still, one can always wish, and that's one thing you can do at Christmas anyway, so... So, yeah. So if you do want to call in, hit us up on... at Radio Sega on Twitter, or join our IRC chat room. Ultimately, the IRC chat room can be joined by tapping in radiosega.net/community/chat into your browser and join us in there. Good stuff happening as well. Yeah, glad to be back here, Brunks, my Sega brethren, on the airwaves once again, exclusively on Radio Sega. I've missed you guys. You guys are like family to me almost in a way. I've been around for so freaking long. I've met so many faces over the years, both in real life and online as well, and it's always been a blast. Just the people who are always involved in our community here are pretty good for the most part. I know people like, oh, I don't know, I think there's some people who are, you know, not really. I don't like them. Well, you know, that's going to happen in every community, isn't it? There's going to be a mixed bag, but for the most part, I love this community. It's so creative and always enthusiastic about what it does. And, you know, we're never in it for money. We're in it to just enjoy what we do. And I love that passion. Makes up a bit of almost Christmas spirit in a way as well. So yeah, as I sit back here, sipping on my eggnog. Keeping me festively exuberant. I hope to give you a bit of entertainment this evening as well. I'm happy to take some requests, so if you have some particular Sega Sonic track in mind, but we are going to be playing a large set of stuff I've set up today, so we'll have to see how that goes. But yes. So. And the one thing that we honestly cannot forget is something that was part of my previous shows. I'm going to come back to that in a little bit, but some of you have listened to my previous shows, might know what it is. Don't you wanna be my... Yeah, enough said. You will figure that out and come back to it in a little bit anyway. So, good stuff. So let's kick off a bit of news, I think, at the moment as well. I mean, what's going on? I mean, the latest rage at the moment seems to be Sega re-releasing 3D classics. So there's some hope to that. Even though 3D, I gotta say, I don't think picked up really. I mean, I used to sell 3D TVs and things like that. It was so difficult to sell that concept to people. But, you know, like, I think in the same way that maybe Sonic went 2.5D, maybe making a 2D game into 3D by converting it, it might work. Seems to have a lot of positive feedback so far from what people are discussing online as well, really, so, yeah. But also lots of good stuff like, Virtua Fighter 7, its 20th anniversary this year. Good stuff as well. I remember when that came out, definitely. So much fun. And, the controversy that sort of arised around Sonic Lost World's first bit of downloadable content, which has involved Yoshi's Island, which is a slightly different intellectual properties of Sega, but Sega and Nintendo working together to combine their relationship to create, quite rightly so, some damn unique content. I mean, you're not going to find Mario and Sonic, apart from in Mario and Sonic Olympics, platform stages. But it's brought that controversy about because I've been reading things like, you know, coin sounds picking up in places, and I'm like, I agree with that. Where's my rings, damn it? I don't hear a ring sound when I'm playing a Mario game, and I don't want to hear a coin sound when I'm playing a Sonic game, you know? Keep it simple, stupid. That works for me. Rightly so. So keep your tweets coming into @RadioSega. We'll keep an eye on the feed there and see what everyone's up to, and we'll give you a good mention as well. But everyone's just waxing lyrical about their Christmas memories so far as well, so we'll pick up on those a little bit later. So we've got plenty to look forward to in the next hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes we've got remaining. We'll be running to 8 o'clock when we'll hopefully be followed by Woe with some more festive mischief, I would probably best describe as. But best left till later, I think, that one anyway. We'll enjoy this show. Right, so yeah, you'll have to excuse me if I'm a little rusty around the edges, but yeah, been a little while. So yeah, I'm gonna give you some nice tunes to kick back to and hopefully start warming up your festive nuts to give you a bit of Christmas cheer. So yes, let's get started, shall we? Right, we're gonna kick off with the next track, which is gonna be Snowball Waltz from nonetheless Sonic Lost World. So, you're listening to Fastbeat's Festive Sega Mix, and I'll be back very shortly with more festiveness Christmas to enjoy!
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music, 24/7. Sega! To Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Fast Beats Festive Sega Mix. So good evening and welcome to you on this Christmas Eve, especially if you've just joined us on Radio Sega. Hope we're all having a good Christmas so far and tucking ourselves into a nice warm evening at home in front of whatever. Anyway, I'm here to bring you a bit more Sega delight in a very nice, technical, sweet vocal form. Well, not that I'm going to sing for you, not this time anyway. Not again, not after the last time, after what happened. Sonic Community was not best impressed. Less said the better. Anyway, yeah, I want to hear what you guys know in terms of what you have in terms of your Sega Christmas memories. I've got a few of them we're going to divulge and to talk about now. But I want you to send in your listing, your memories from Christmas of Sega. And you can do that by heading into our IRC chat room, radiosega.net/community/chat. Or you can just hit us up on at Radio Sega. Send us a tweet. We want to hear from you. So Christmas to me. Christmas and Sega have always come together in a very sort of nice gooey form. So I'm just thinking back to the first time I can remember having something Sega-y at Christmas as well. It's odd because, saying that, I've had a few Christmases, shall we say. I don't remember when I had like a Mega Drive, because that was sort of like one of my first-ish consoles. I don't remember too many Christmases around that time in terms of like getting the games for Christmas, things like that. I mean, Sonic 2 came out in November and stuff. I didn't end up getting it then. I ended up getting it for my birthday around then. First thing I remember though is getting a Sega Saturn for Christmas. Now that not only is a feat in itself, because I'm pretty certain I can remember my parents saying, "This is expensive," somewhere along the line. Probably along me in front of the TV, perplexed by the virtue of Fighter smacking us. But yeah, that's one of my first memories of Sega at Christmas time. And I certainly remember trying to get it all connected to the TV with my dad and everything as well. I mean, my dad's got an Atari 2600. You could say he's an old school gamer. But, maybe I got a bit from him. But, playing that, and the first games I had on that was Sega Rally and Virtua Fighter 2, I think I got for it at the time. Because I don't believe I got given it at the time as well. But that's the first thing I remember. And that has actually held with me for a long time. Because I actually played Nights into Dreams on a demo disc for my Sega Saturn. I'd never played Nights before and was a bit sort of confused and perplexed by the control system. Nothing wrong with it, it's a fantastically unique game. I just like hedgehogs going a million miles an hour, that's nothing. Nights, so, because it was Christmas Nights, it kind of worked. It kind of sold it to me and made me feel like, yeah, this is a fun game to play. And it obviously kept a bit of a Christmassy theme go. Not really in terms of how the game looked and it approached itself, the visuals, the sounds, as you've just heard, because we've just had a track from Nights On for Christmas Nights. But also, it was the fact you could unlock an advent calendar sort of unlockable system, which, you know, is a kind of straightforward idea, I would have thought, but, you know, no one had really implemented it, not very well at least, anyway. So because it was an advent calendar type thing, I would end up playing it every day up until Christmas in December usually. Now, I followed this tradition for a good few years until it was sort of didn't become feasible because of university and work and other things. But I tell you what, tomorrow we are going to whip out Christmas Nights and have a good old play on it, that's for sure. Because we've got it, obviously, on Xbox Live Arcade. Fortunately, well, I've actually got it sitting here, obviously, so I've still got it on the disc. I don't throw away my Sega Saturn classics, but have no Sega Saturn, unfortunately. Did throw away Sega Saturn because it broke. So yeah. But let's have a look into this. Some Christmas memories from some Sega fans, some hardcore Sega fans. Looking in the IRC, we can see that Sweater Fever has totally engulfed all the people in the chat room. The sweater is now the logical most important part of the living room. You've got to have one which is Christmassy. That's certainly been true in the office I've been working in the last week. There's just all kinds of Christmas knitted jumpers and all kinds of like, it's almost like I walk in and go, "Is this mandatory?" Well, good to do, but I don't have one there. So everyone's really sort of competing over sweater colours and designs now, which is a unusual thing to get competitive about, but hey. If you want to compete over your sweaters, guys, you go bonkers.
An M20 in the Champions era?
Who wouldn't throw away classics? Well, as long as they're good. I mean, that's the point of a classic, it's got to be old and good.
Especially the Sega ones.
And yeah, you see there's a bit of activity going on Twitter as well. But no one's really interested in Christmas at the moment. Everyone's just doing the usual gaming banter. So yeah, like I say, come on people, I'm waiting to hear from you on Twitter. At Radio Sega, send your Xmas memories in, or whatever memories you have of Sega. If you can't remember any Christmas ones, just go for the one chat. Alright, story number two. A bloke walks into a bar, followed by a Christmassy guy. No, that's a crap joke. The second memory I have is in 1999. You know what came out in 1999, especially in this territory in Europe. Dreamcast. I have a Dreamcast! And that was very special because, you know, Dreamcast is probably the pinnacle of Sega consoles, I would say. Best one out there. Now, I managed to actually get hold of the Dreamcast before it came out. Played it, and I rented it from a local Blockbuster, which has just closed, actually. Just shut because no one rents videos from a shop anymore. Anyway, having played that and decided how kick-ass that Dreamcast was, I obviously said, Dreamcast Christmas, please, please. I try not to act like I guess spoil the Christmas. It's just like, you know, a console, you know, if it's Sega, it got to be out. Now, when I got it, what do you think I got with it? Sonic Adventure, of course. You know, the Sonic Adventure changed the world in my eyes, and perhaps yours too, I like to think. So all I can remember is unwrapping it, probably getting girlish glee of excitement. Dreamcast! Taking it promptly to the next room, setting it all up, and saying bye-bye to the rest of my family for the rest of the day. Where I promptly worked my way through Sonic Adventure as quickly as I could. But Sonic Team do love their Christmas stuff. At least they did around the Dreamcast days, because they actually released downloadable content, you know? I mean, this is how groundbreaking the Dreamcast was in its day. It had downloadable content, man. This is talking like 2000, 1999. Here we are in 2013, and you know, downloadable content is a standard thing. This is a thing Sega always miss out on, you know? I mean, Sega always gets there first with stuff. I mean, being there first can be a win, but it doesn't always mean a win. As we've seen in Sega's case. But they always innovate, they make the best, they're cutting edge, they know their stuff, but unfortunately they just had a mix of circumstances. But coming back to downloadable content, Sonic Adventure had downloadable content in the form of that it would transform Station Square to a very Christmassy themed, all the decorations, there was a big tree up in Station Square. I think that's probably a Sonic X episode which is a bit like that, actually, now I think about it. So, and it also had a track which is definitely stuck in my head, at least anyway, as well. Dreams, obviously, is quite a classic tune that many of us are going to be familiar with. But this was an a cappella version. Anytime I play this track to anyone, they're just like, oh my god, that sounds weird or freaky or what the hell, man, that sounds weird! Why you play that? Anyway, I speak like that because it sounds a bit like soul. It's a bit of a soul track, you know, so you're gonna have to listen to it, guys. You're gonna have to listen to it, dig it, check it out, and see what you think. But most people go a bit funny when they listen to it. Sounds a bit weird. Anyway, we are gonna kick that track off in a second, because there's so many tracks I wanna play to you guys that rock, and it'll take you forever to look for the Radio Sega and request them, as much as you can do that. Nice little neat feature off our website there. And yeah, going back to Christmas memories of other people, Woe's so young he does not have any Sega Christmas memories. Well, how about we give him some this year, guys? You know, let's give a bit of festive cheer to one of our Sega homies and give him some cheer. Let's tell him what we all experienced and get him to experience something of his own. And you know, you can always experience Sega Christmas cheer in many ways. That, of course, we'll be exploring in a little while. So, yeah. Following on from Sonic Adventure, I'm now going to play you a track which is Dreams a cappella version. Now this, like I say, was obviously made as part of the soundtracks produced for nights at the time as well, and Christmas nights specifically. I'm not too sure on the details, but it did appear in the Sonic Adventure 1 downloadable content, and boy did it fit walking around Station Square in a nice, festively, slightly snowy Station Square. It was beautiful. Anyway, we're going to stick that on now, but like I say, let's give us some Christmas memories so we can share them with those who have not yet experienced them, perhaps, as well. Yeah. You're listening to Fastbeat's festive Sega mix, full of nutty Sega goodness, and we'll be back very soon after a bit of dreaming with a bit of a cappella. You're listening to Radio Sega.
The best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
See your face. You're that special one that I've been waiting for. And I hope you're looking for someone like me.
In my dreams,
I can hear you calling me in the night. It's so sweet in your eyes. I feel there's so much inside. Oh yeah.
In the night, dream delight, I want to see you standing there. Found someone who really cares.
Bum, 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 bum. In a dream we can do everything we want to. There's nowhere I'd rather be but here with you. The stars above light the way only for you and I. I'm so glad I found the one I've been looking for.
Keep the dream.
Be strong, and you're sure to find the one.
Find the one
in the night. Dream delight. I want to see you standing there in the night. I found someone who really cares.
Oh, yeah.
In the night, dream delight, I want to see you smile again. In the
the night. Dream delight, you are the one I've waited for.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Sega.
Hello, ho, ho, ho. Welcome back to Fuzzy's Festive Sega Mix. Yes, Christmas snog and festive hedgehog. That's all you need for Christmas. Festive hedgehog nog. Anyway, yes, make a nog. You need a nog to enjoy the hog. And then you must go and do your blog. Simple. Right, before the music break, we asked you for your favourite Sega Christmas memories. But just to recap, we've just been playing some of my favourite tunes that are very Christmassy in terms of Sega. But we just played Sonic 3D Flicky's Island from the Saturn version. And that was Diamond Dust Zone. I think that's Act 1. And then before that we had Night's Dream Dreams a cappella version. Which does sound very, according to the chat room, Boys to Men. Which, yeah, to be fair, it does sound pretty Boys to Men. In fact, I'd sing along with that as well. I don't know, Boys to Men escapade or anything, but yeah. Anyway. So a couple of good tunes there, apparently, according to people out there as well. Officially, if you want to share your Christmas memory with us in the next hour, you can do so on Twitter by using the hashtag FastFeetXmas. FastFeetXmas. If you do that, we're watching you, and if you share your memory on there, we'll let you know on Radio Sega, as we're just about to do now, because we've had some come in. So, first of all, let's give a shout-out to DJ Lewis Casey. First of all, thank you for the fact that I wasn't intentionally quoting Martin Luther King saying I have a Dreamcast. It just sort of slipped out. I mean, it was, you know, it was pertinent. It was part of the conversation. I have a Dreamcast. I had a Dreamcast. I got a Dreamcast. All right, let's not get into English lessons now. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean by now. Shouldn't do anyway. but his memory was getting a Mega Drive with Sonic 1 on Christmas in 1991. Yeah, that would have been something. It used to come bundled in, inbuilt into the console. When you used to get the console, a Mega Drive or a Master System, it was like, this is inbuilt into the console. Like, how did you build it into the console? Did you put little men inside of the console and get them to weave away bits of hedgehog and little Alex kid? No, we actually built it. Anyway, we've also got Sonic Paradox. Their first Sega memory was getting a giant batch of Sonic Games 2010. So it's interesting how the time differs, but how the content doesn't. We all love our Sega stuff. And I've got a feeling that we're going to go forward in some good areas with Sega, hopefully, in the next year. Really do. And what else have we got going? People still eyeing up their presents. Mind you, that is never going to end, is it? The rustling, the wrapping, the shaking, what could it be? Oh, it's a book, isn't it? Why is it not a video game? So, yeah, Christmas presents. They do rock, don't they? They do rock when you do get, you know, especially if you get a games console this Christmas, thank your God, your heaven, your rock, whatever. Thank it, because if you get a console, I mean, the thing I remember, as I was pointing out in the last segment, is that, yeah, I got consoles for Christmas, and they were totally amazing Christmases. I'm never ever going to get a console for Christmas ever again. I mean, further down the line, I might give my kids like consoles and stuff, but that's longer down the line. But you know, that very notion, it's a big thing. So I would say to you, if you actually got a console for Christmas, enjoy the heck out of it. Say bye to your family the rest of the day and just play away on it. That's the only time you can probably be a bit antisocial and go, hey, I'm playing video games, go away. And actually get away with it. But yeah. So, I mean, I'm not expecting anything in particular. I mean, I don't want anything for Christmas. I'm perfectly content with the games consoles I have sitting underneath. I don't need new games consoles, nor less what I actually want to. Because, first of all, I early adopted an Xbox 360, and that got a red ring of death pretty quickly. And today, 8 years on, I'm now on my 6th Xbox. I've had 5 red rings of death. I'm lucky, aren't I? Anyway, moving onwards, back to Sega-esque things, not Microsoft. Presents. Now, of course, you don't get a console or a game for Christmas. You can get lots of paraphernalia, you know, you can get lots of plushies, you can get lots of collectibles, DVDs, lots of stuff, you know. There's so much merchandise out there, and heck, if you have not heard of sonicmerchandise.com, get over there now and buy yourself special with your Christmas money, because you deserve it. And let's help Sega out a bit of cash and get something cool for yourself too. It's a win-win deal, I think, in that situation. So, some of the interesting Christmas presents I've had in previous years, I've got a shout out to my sister here, Steph, because she's got me some really rocking Christmas presents in previous years. First of all, she's got me a Fast Fleet coaster before, so a can-make custom Fast Fleet coaster. I'm not going to emphasize the custom bit too much because it was from eBay. A lot of us are familiar with the sort of merchandise you may see on eBay. If you're not, bit dodgy, but you know, it has that character and logo on it, even though they shouldn't be making that really. But yeah, it's nonetheless still good to have. I've still got things like that lying around to this day. Sonic plushies I've got up there as well, one's from the 90s, one's from 2000s as well. So, you know, I'd say that I've only got 3 plushies, it's not like I have a huge collection. The only things I get in my collection are things I think worth having, I mean, really special items as well. But let's all go through hazy moments. Think back, perspective. Think back to the retrospective. That was the 90s and the 2000s. And Sega Sonic TV is a little TV show I made a few years ago, and it was reflecting upon lots of Sonic stuff at the time, as the name kind of suggests. But it was the first video TV show that kind of came out. So you know, in that sense. It was really interesting, I would say. But you have to watch to see it. I believe we have it on our YouTube channel somewhere, but if not, it will be going up again very soon. What was special is that in episode 2, which was released in 2004, we did a little segment. It's been so long, I've forgotten the chap who worked on it now. It's been that long, but that's why we need to go check it out on our YouTube. But we did a little Christmas eBay segment showing off the things you could get, and all manner of stuff was on there. And we're talking 2003, 2004. I would obviously, like I've mentioned earlier, go through the official channel to get the sort of proper merchandise, because there's so much out there now. But I love all these little knickknacks you pick up, you know? It just makes you love, you know, the culture of gaming so much more. This is what we're all about here. We love gaming, and it is a culture these days. There's so much gaming evolving into. And even little knickknacks like that are part of it as well. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot of Christmas when you think about it, and video games. I think, certainly in the 90s and so forth, when consoles were coming out, you know, and things were getting big, video games industry was taking off, consoles at Christmas was kind of a second nature thing, almost in some ways, but it was so epic, and just the whole thing behind it. If you've had a game console at Christmas, you know what I mean. Anyway, let's go back to the Twitter and have a look at what's going on over there at the moment. We've got Uber Arcade shouting out a memory to us as well. Best Sega Christmas memory was getting fancy stuff for the Master System. That game was so impressive. I say, I never played the old school Fantasy Stars, but that is going back away. Interesting stuff, yeah. We've also got at Jurassic Steve. Christmas 1998, my mum bought us our first console, which was a Sega Saturn. Cool. Excellent stuff. Yeah, if you're listening in, you guys, yeah, let us know especially Jurassic Steve, let us know what games you played on the Sega Saturn, mate. I want to know. And if not, let's hook up and we'll challenge you to a duel, perhaps, or something. Outside of that, yeah, keep them coming in, because we are watching the Twitter, of course. Don't forget to check out RadioSega.net for some of the latest Sega news that's going on at the moment as well, and Radio Sega's media department as well, where you'll find the podcast of this episode appearing in the next 24 hours or so, hopefully, bar a bit of Christmas lunch possibly, so we'll see. We'll get it up as soon as we get a chance, of course. So. Anyway, stay tuned for a bit longer, because we have the, I'll call it the Radio Sega Media Top 20, because it's actually the Top 20 downloads from our media department. So the Christmas Top 20 downloads from Radio Sega Media. Do stay tuned for that. You won't want to miss out on it. So we've got a few more tunes kicking in now as well. So again, sticking with a very icy cold theme, we're going to be going with a few more of those. And we'll see what we can work in. But yeah, very much so. Ooh, and before we go, one last present. I've been fortunate enough to visit Sega's headquarters in the past, so yeah, I'm trying to wax lyrical about that, but you know, I'm very privileged to go there. By the way, nicest bathrooms ever in Sega's headquarters. not that that was the main point, but still, they're very nice. One year we went there, and I think it was probably for Unleashed, or we went for Sonic Chronicles, possibly. Back in the day when we actually had the capacity to actually go and visit community days and things like that. But outside of that, they left us with one limited ticket, which was a Sega Advent calendar. That was probably the most awesomest calendar I ever had, and that was 3 years, 4 years ago maybe, or something like that. Maybe not want to eat a chocolate bus or something. But you know, it comes back to this whole little, you know, little knickknacks you get from video games, the memorabilia and things like that. I mean, back from Summer of Sonic this last couple of years, I've still got the candy from it as well. Don't worry, it's still edible and safe, we keep it hygienic. Everyone's like, you kept that for? That's disgusting. Nah, it's sanitary, it's fine. What are you worried about? It's my stuff anyway. It's all good. But yeah, even little things like that. So there's little touches like that that make Sega still a games company that I still love to this day. Every game company makes mistakes as a human, but Sega still keeps little endearing touches, which, you know, I love them to pieces for. So yeah, we celebrate Christmas and Sega today. So don't forget, yeah, if you want to get yourself mentioned on air and you'd like to get hold of us on Twitter, we're at Radio Sega. But if you do want to get a Christmas memory played, start with the hashtag FastFeetXmas, Christmas, and tell us what your Sega Christmas memory is, whatever it may be. Whether it's throwing cartridges at each other instead of snowballs because there was no snow, or whether because, you know, you completed the game within 2 hours or something. I want to know. So get hold of us on Twitter. Good stuff. More coming up on Radio Sega. Stay tuned. And this is Fast Feet. You're listening to Fast Feet's Festive Sega Mix. We'll be back very soon.
We'll be right back. tell them keep that conversation. What you dealing with is nationwide, live, wild style. When they ride, now you're fixed to fried work. I ain't fixed a lot of truth. What I be telling, right? I sell that rhyme raw. Forget to cut your ass and die. That's the definite. My pimp game excellent, it's effortless. Why your cat style sound is celibate, boy?
I'm so cold, I'm so cold,
I'm so cold,
I'm so cold,
I'm so cold,
baby, I'm so cold,
yes.
I'm so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold, baby, I'm so cold,
cold.
Yeah, the bottom line is y'all ain't fucking it right. I beat it up and tell the fucking guts busting inside. You see your world, so just see that man a problem. But ain't a motherfucker on the earth that can solve him. Feel like a young prize fighter with a pair of punchlines like a shotgun. Caught you with your chin, I'm caught.
This club's missing good, you're in the date. I'm only gonna throw this shit out there one time. And you better motherfucking ride receive me. If you can't keep up, you might wanna adjust your motherfucking tempo. I ain't talking too fast, you just listening to motherfucking slow.
I'm so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold,
baby, I'm so cold.
I'm so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold,
baby, I'm so cold.
I tell them, cool that conversation. What you dealing with is nationwide, live, wild style. When they rock, now you're fixed to fried work. I ain't fixed a lot of truth. What I be telling, right? I sell that rhyme raw. Forget to cut your ass and die. That's the definite. My pimp game excellent, it's effortless. Why your cat style sound is celibate, boy?
I'm so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold,
so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold,
baby, I'm so cold,
yes.
I'm so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold,
so cold,
I'm so cold,
baby, I'm so cold.
We'll be right back.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
And hello back to Fast Beats Festive Sega Mix. That was so mixy, it went too fast. Hello, I'm Fast Beat, and welcome back to Fast Beats Festive Sega Mix. Now, we've just been playing some more awesome tunes. We've just had, from the recent Temporal Duality album from OC Remix, we've had Funk Fiction and Crystal Duration. That's based off of Metallic Madness, Japan, Europe version. But yeah, there are some sick remixes on there. There's some great ones on there as well. Even one by our very own Rexy on Radio Sega. Definitely got to go check that out on OC Remix. But yeah, we've got a couple more of those tunes coming up because they are pretty banging. Like I say, not just about the Christmas songs here, it's also about some of the more recent stuff that's been really good in 2013. So yeah, we've got that. Just coming back to the memories past of Sega Christmases. We've got one more. Thank you very much for tweeting in, which is from Sugar Kinesis. My wording is slightly off tonight because of the nog. And as the first Sega memory, wanting Sonic on Mega Drive for Christmas and receiving a Master System instead. Still loved it though. Yeah, you can't complain either way, can you, really, as well? I mean, you've got something kick-ass to play on, so you know that. Props to you, Sugar Kinesis. That's cool. Any more you guys can fit in the next half an hour will be welcome, and we'll see if we can squeeze them in before the end of the show. But, yeah, keep them going on Twitter. Send us at Radio Sega, or just put it with hashtag FastFeetXmas. And we'll see about getting it announced on air. We'll announce to the world your memories of Sega. Anyway, it's 7:30, just about. So let's get busy. It's time for the very first ever Top 20 Downloads Chart on Radio Sega. This is actually part of the media department on Radio Sega, where you can download loads of cool media, including it's actually the largest place on the world, in the world, to get Sega podcasts. So if you ever need anything to listen to on the way to work or going to school or whatever, yeah, it's a good little band. But there's so much variety there. We even have podcasts in Spanish there, and you've got podcasts being updated daily on there. So if you want to hear Sega banter, music tunes, all in a nice simple podcast to download or listen to online, you can even take your iPhones with you and listen to it on the fly. We are committed here at Radio Sega. We love our Sega so much, we're just going to give you oodles of content. And in 2014, there'll be a lot more of that coming. Some new stuff that we've never tried before. So do stay with RadioSega.net for that. Anyway, like I say, let's get busy. Let's going to find out who's going to be at number one in the 2013 Top 20 Downloads chart from Radio Sega. Anyway, I don't know, I feel like something's missing. I feel like we might need to kick it with a little bit of, let's stop this Christmas music. Let's kick it with a bit more of the OC Remix guys. I feel like I'm a time traveler going through Christmases. It's a delight. It's instrumental. It's starlight. Overclocked Assemble, we thank you for this. Okay, here we go. At number 20, we have Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, Episode 6, from back in October. Number 19, we find ourselves with Scabby Saturday Night Sega in episode 177. 177 episodes, that guy is going strong. From November. 18, we have Forever Sonic's Random Hour from Project 24, no less, from Sega Sonic Radio's project there, just from a couple of weeks ago. 17, we have Sonic Generations Teaser 1, the very first bit of video shown off there. Give that really nice game that just came out. And then we have 16, Sonic the Hedgehog, the original Sonic the Hedgehog Mega Drive soundtrack. Of course, that may be number one, but hey-ho, this week it's at number 16. 15, we have Radio Sega Presents Sonic Lost World, an awesome podcast based off of the most recent luscious title Sonic Lost World on Wii U. 14, Sega Ages, Season 2, Episode 32, Sonic Generations Battle Royale, podcast dedicated to the deliciousness of Sonic Generations. 13, La Hora de Arizo, and that's the Hedgehog podcast as well. Episode 111, and that is at number 13. 12, we have Knuckles Chaotix on the 32X, the soundtrack which is quintessential and so unique for the 32X which came out. 11, we have Daytona from the Sega Saturn version there. And number 10, we have Radio Sega Presents Blur Bomber, podcast on the 8th of December. 9, Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. We're not the only part of Top Countdown in town. Episode 13. At number 8, we have Sonic the Hedgehog, the beta version of the original game. Bit juicy and a bit different. 7, Sonic 3D's Flicky's Island for Sega Saturn. We've already played some tunes from that tonight, and that's brilliant, and everyone else obviously agrees. 6, the Sega Nerdcast, episode 22, with Sucker Free Games. That's from our very good friends from Sega Nerds there as well, at number 6. At number 5, we have Sonic CD, the Japan and Europe Mega CD version of the soundtrack, and no less, because it's pretty good, that one I'd have to say, but the USA one ain't far behind. At number 4, Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, but the Project 24 edition. At number 3, we have another one from Gabby, Saturday Night Sega, episode 180. Like I say, it's going damn strong. 2, at number 2, who's a runner-up this time? It's Radio Sega Presents, which is Phantasy Star Online 2. And who's going to be at number 111? I'm going to tell you. It's Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, episode 14, just from yesterday. In one day, it's already climbed to number 1. That means it must have done pretty well. So there we go. That's our very first Top 20. So, who knows, maybe this will become a regular feature of some sort, somewhere, who knows? We'll have to see. Anyway, so yeah, those are the top 20 downloads that have occurred on Radio Sega media side in the last week. So, like I say, everyone who visits that media site and whatever's the most popular thing on there, it will shoot to the chart. You can always find that chart on the right-hand side of Radio Sega's media section. So go over there and have a look. It'll only be on the media section though, so do check it out and see what's at number one. But at the same time, why not check out our massive archive of podcasts and lots more music and particularly video to come in 2014. So yeah, there we go. So let's see. So yeah, top 20 now. Good stuff. Yeah, I've always wanted to do one of those for a while, so yeah, I hope you guys like it. Right. Everyone's clearly enjoying their Christmas at the moment, so yeah. We're going to leave that to them, because there's no tweets coming in with their Sega memories. They're clearly festivizing on their own current memories, which, why not, you know? Probably listening to me in the background, you're like, who is this bloody English bloke in the background talking crap about Sega? I don't know, you turned on. Anyway. Let's get to it. So yeah, a bit more Xmas music on the background there as well. Right, we ain't got much longer now on this special, which is just going on for two hours it'll be, so we'll be finishing in about 24 minutes or so. And following the show will be Woe, doing his Woe thing. But yeah, you watch out for that boy, he'll make you say Woe! Whoa, damn, dude. Anyway, so before we go, I want to share with you, obviously, some more music, which I think is definitely worth showcasing this year. Before we bounce 2014 and a whole new Perforo stuff comes across. I mean, who knows what 2014 is going to bring, really. I mean, there's got a lot more in the works. I mean, there's got to be some more Sonic stuff happening. I want to see where Sega carry their business elsewhere, you know? I mean, they're doing the 3D stuff, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show. But, I mean, I don't know what the problem is, whether there's a legal problem with this or not, but what occurred to me the other day is,
It's been a long time, and I know there was issues recently regarding Streets of Rage online and stuff, and the remake and YouTube videos and stuff, but come on, Sega, can you not see there's demand enough there for people to want to play a new Streets of Rage? You're gonna remake Golden Axe times? I mean, they've got to use their IPs more, their intellectual properties, their games. Nintendo have got this sort of core of games which has built a very healthy set of core fans and families. Sega's done it to some extent, you can certainly see it in Sonic, but they need to do it with the other franchises they've got as well. Streets of Rage is a very popular one, they've got to do that. Knights, they've got to build upon as well. They've just got to look at their IPs from the last 20 years and probably the last... it's debatable, that is going to be an endless forum topic, but I think they should consult with the fans and just go, really, what do you want? And sorry, Sega, I don't believe that having... just these sort of remakes are coming out in conversions ain't enough. We need to see something proper from you. I've not been too happy with what's been going on. I mean, Sonic Lost World, I've yet to play. Did play it at the Summer of Sonic this year, and it wasn't too bad for the brief second I played it, but I need more than 5 seconds to play it. I don't get much chance to play these games when you go to these Sonic conventions, you know, these weird things that happen in the summer. I'm running around like a fast feet. That's what I do there. I run around and do things. I didn't get to have fun there. Place of fun, not for me. Well, I make it fun for you guys. Anyway, I want to share some of the great moments, not only in the form of the music, but also in some of the funny things that's happened. I think this is just going to be showcased. Just finishing off Summer of Sonic. Banter and blah. I gotta say, one of the best moments that came this year was at Summer of Sonic, and it was a totally spontaneous event that we hadn't planned anything like that at all. For those of you who are probably a little bit aware of this, around the time, something happened towards the end of the day, you could probably guess what it is. But for those of you who didn't hear this, just a little bit of introduction. This is Rory Jocelyn, who's a brother of Sven Jocelyn, who created the Summer of Sonic convention. Just saying, obviously, a fond farewell to the fans on the day, at the end of the convention. But fans aren't happy. They don't want the end of the day to come. They don't want to go yet. So what does Rory do? Well, he digs out his improvisation tools and he decides that he's going to do something a little bit different. And this is what is referred to as a tea party. A Rory tea party. Let's just have a quick listen on this, because this is what I would say is probably my favourite moment of 20...
That really is it. So, oh no, that was it.
Who wants to hear MC Robotnik's tea party?
Oh, I hate you, Pete.
Join the club. Come on, let's warm him up. Let's give him a soft round of applause, everyone. Come on, let's warm him up.
Yes, we, yes. In honor of my retirement, I offer you something to eat. Something to eat. Can I offer you tea and something to eat? Come in, what a pleasant surprise. Come in, my little friend. Come in, can I offer you tea? How thoughtful of me to have offered you tea, tea. Fumpa, 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 fumpa. What about my knapsack souchong tea? What about all my fish cakes? The hedgehog seems to be enjoying them. The hedgehog seems to be enjoying them. Ha! I'd like to personally see to it that Sonic has fun. Like the big cupcake. Ha 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 ha! I'm doing that. That's done. Woo! Thank you all. Why are you cheering now?
And we're back, but that was my favourite moment of 2013, the end of Summer Sonic, Rory decides to come up and sing Robotnik's Tea Party. Now, at that time, I was backstage just tidying up, because there's an inordinate amount of tidying up to be done, so we get started as soon as we can. But all I hear is this sort of promotion, this promotion sort of sound seems to be echoing and bellowing from the stage. And I'm like, I watch over the stage, by the way. I'm like, what's going on over there? So I peer over past Johnson and Ernest and just go, okay, Rory's doing that. Okay, alrighty then. So I just watch in awe as he does that. But that was fantastic. So all I would say is that the more Sega events we can get going, the more Sega stuff we can see at conventions, the better. And I'd like anyone who's listening now and is part of the community to help out. If you want to do it, come on guys, let's do it, you know? I mean, we at Radio Sega want to help you. We've worked at Summer of Sonic. We've done lots of different things with Sega and other conventions. And, you know, perhaps you might want to do something like that in the future. But I don't know. I'd like to get more interested in the community. And I'd like you guys to come back and create something awesome. So, ultimately, yeah, community involvement is what has brought us where we are today. This is where Radio Sega is today. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for all the guys in the background doing all this work for Radio Sega to keep things running. It's not just me just making this show happen. There's other people in the background helping to do stuff as well. So definitely, you know, props to the people who help out. So do thank them too as well. So Merry Christmas, guys. I love you. So yeah, props up to the Sega brethren. Right, so that was the best thing of 2013. Now, those of you who are familiar with a little show that used to be on Radio Sega called Fast Beats Phone Mix, you have a certain thing called Hag of the Week. Hag is just slang for you're crap, or you suck. But it's just an old sort of archaic term that has been used in England, perhaps a bit, but it's made its way into pop culture a bit more recently. I love all the drunks saying that the eggnog's taking its effect. Probably his as well. It's an eggnog sort of latte from Starbucks, actually, that's what it is. So it's probably getting me a bit hyper as well because of all the extra caffeine. So that would explain it, guys. But, you know, long day, long week, you need to keep yourself going. And I love my coffee. So yeah, I'm sure anyone who's had only some Starbucks would really agree, but yeah. Not something to have all the time, though, just a nice little treat. So what's this hag thing all about, yeah? Hag of the Week, something I dislike. It used to be a thing that happened once a week. he's gonna hate me for this, but one of our old staffers called Gonic used to be Hag of the Week a lot, let's just put it that way, for various reasons, which we won't go into now, but if you go and check out the podcast from Fast Beats Phone Mix, you can find all about Hag of the Week on there. Who's my hag, let me ask? Well, just coming back to what I was discussing before we played Rory's bit, it's Sega. It's Sega because they've done better this year. But they haven't quite done what I'd like. They're starting to make money back and they're starting to do better. I expected the games company, with all this experience and knowledge, to be better, really. And some of the games that come out this year have been a bit mediocre. We've had like problems from like Aliens, Colonial Marines and things this year too. Sonic Lost World, admittedly, like I say, haven't played much. But I haven't been awfully impressed by it, and I've had a little listen to the soundtrack. I gotta say, unfortunately, sorry Mr. Tomoe Artini, pronounced that right? Artini's, huh? It's not the best soundtrack, I don't know. There's a couple of lovely tunes in there, but it doesn't hold up as good as some of the previous ones, I feel. The others have been arranged, composed, and just fit a lot better. But on the other hand, my name's FastFit, and I love fast, speedy music. So if there's not a lot of that in there, possibly because the game has slowed down a bit. So be it, you know, but I don't like. So we're gonna say, Sega, improve yourself, make a New Year's resolution, and, you know, release stuff like, you know, new Streets of Rage and things like this. Make all us fans happy and make oodles of cash at the same time. Shut up and take my money. Let's add another catchphrase and why not? But the official stance of Hag of the Year, that's the Sega.
Don't you wanna be my hag? Yes, you do.
You know what, Sega, you know you want to be. But officially from my side, you are. Do better next year, you hag. Everyone's like, WTF? Right, we've only got 13 minutes left of our Christmas celebrations here. It's good because you guys probably want to get on and actually do something more Christmassy with your families and friends and Maybe tear up an early Christmas present. Maybe just that little one in the corner and that'll be fine. It's only a small one. Who knows? So yeah. So do stay tuned to Radio Sega, and particularly the media department. I keep an eye over that, and we try to get some of the better stuff out there. But we have plans for 2014, let's say. We're looking forward to having a successful 2014, just as much as we've had in 2013. It's been a good year, and hopefully we're going to repeat success and push some boundaries with the radio, hopefully. But stay tuned for RadioSega.net's homepage and Radio Sega's media section for new stuff to download and check out every day. I'm going to leave you with some of my favourite Sonic tunes from Sonic Adventure. And a couple of ones which might tickle your fancy. But you're listening to Radio Sega, and this is Fast Beat's Festive Sega Mix.
The best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net. Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Sega.
Hello, ho, ho. I'm Fastbeat, and this is Fastbeat's festive Sega mix. Welcome back. So, it's nearly 8 o'clock, which means we gotta go, unfortunately. There's other things going on. We got Whoa, who's gonna do live streams of sorts, and who knows what calamity could ensue. So, do check that out afterwards. Like I say, there's a lot to look forward to next year. So, before I go, before we run out of time, I did want to say Merry Christmas to all our listeners and all our website viewers and regular listeners. Thank you very much for checking in 2013 and checking all our awesome tunes and the awesomeness is Radio Sega and Sega itself. So, yeah. Alright, so Will's not doing a show, so you can just crack on and do what you want, guys. Anyway, like I say, all the best for Christmas. I hope you have a great time with your families, you eat lots of food, you get lots of awesome video game stuff, and, you know, have a great time together, you know? Spend time with your family and, you know, share gaming with them, you know? It's so popular these days, it's definitely a thing you can do. I don't think about any worry of being weird, but yeah. So do share the love in terms of video game. And hopefully 2014, we'll see where the consoles are going to be going. Well, Sega's going to have up their sleeve, hopefully, after being a hag. And, yeah, I think it's going to be great. Obviously, stay tuned for RadioSega.net. We're going to throw a few surprises your way, hopefully, in 2014, and I hope you're going to like them as well. So yeah, and hopefully you enjoyed this very own Christmas special. We'll probably be about here and there on Twitter and things like that, so do say hello on at Radio Sega, and if you do want to actually say hello to me personally on Twitter, I'm at Graham Seward. Surname is S-E-W-A-R-D. You'll find me if you want to tweet me, but yeah. I'm fast. Anyway, that's it for the show. Thanks very much for listening, and we're going to leave with, I think, the original version of Dreams, Dreams for Nights as well, because it's a classic itself. The a cappella, definitely fitting for Christmas, but you can't beat the original. Thank you very much, guys. It's been great to be back on Radio Sega. It's been an awesome show. We've had some great tunes, some great memories, and yeah, thanks for being a part of it, guys. Thanks for listening, and if you do want to check it out and relive the memories, the podcast will be available to download off of Radio Sega's media section, which you can check out by visiting RadioSega.net and clicking on the media button. You can also check out our top 20, which you've heard of today as well. So yeah, you check it out. All the best and have a great Christmas and happy 2014. Goodbye for now. Bye.
The best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
That special one that I've been waiting for, and I hope you're looking for someone like me.
In my dreams, I can hear you calling me in the night. Everything's so sweet in your eyes. I feel there's so much.
Yeah.
There's nowhere